I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. We talk sports on Mondays, and today we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. At the beginning of the weekend, eight teams in professional football had hopes of making it to the big game. By Sunday evening, four remained. They will play next weekend, and the two winning teams will go to the Super Bowl. Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke to Newsday's Jeanette Howard about this weekend's bitterly fought games.
Jeanette, this weekend there were four thoroughly entertaining games, so entertaining that let's fast forward right past the first game of the weekend, which was an overtime game where the Rams lost to the Carolina Panthers, and let's talk about the New England Patriots versus the Tennessee Titans at Foxborough Stadium. I'm going to ask you a simple question. Why was it so cold?
Why? Well, yeah. It was a bad idea to play in January at night. If you want to make it about as cruel as you can, that would be the cocktail that you would mix up.
And I guess they had to play it, or they decided to play it at that time because of television, right?
Absolutely. There's an inexorable move in all of sports towards prime time, as you know, and this was basically a quest, once again, to get the greatest possible audience and not give too much concern to the greatest possible discomfort for the players.
One thing that struck me in the game was, for all the things that take place on the field that you or I can hardly fathom. We couldn't make a tackle. We couldn't deal with one 300-pound block. We'd be flattened on every play. But the game ended on a play where the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans threw a pass right into the hands of a receiver, and everyone watching the game probably said, I could have made that play. I guess it's just one of the mysteries of football.
Yeah, you're talking about Steve McNair, and he lobbed a pass to Drew Bennett, who's a 6'5" receiver who, previous to that pass, had made two tightrope catches on the sideline. The ball stuck to his hands as if it were, glued. And this pass comes floating down. There are three guys converging on him, but he leapt in the air. He was a head above everybody else, and it just slithered down his stomach, and that was the game. And you could see the moment he hit the turf, just the weight of the season coming down on him. His face was just pained. McNair came over to him. It was very touching on the sideline and said something to him, but he was just inconsolable.
And those Patriots will be playing the Indianapolis Colts, who over the past 2 weeks have shown themselves to be quite an offensive team. Do you think they're the most dominant offense to show themselves so far in the playoffs?
Absolutely. They're classically constructed. They have a great receiver. They have the best quarterback in the league right now, the hottest quarterback, Peyton Manning. They have a great running back in Edgerrin James. And they're just playing kind of inspired, unpredictable football. Nobody has played as well as Manning has in the last 15, 20 years in the playoffs.
And the weekend ended in overtime, just like it began. The NFC Championship will pit the Philadelphia Eagles against the aforementioned Carolina Panthers. And that's because the Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers in overtime. Coming into the game, people said it was going to be a duel of the quarterbacks. Eagles quarterback Donovan McNabb versus Green Bay quarterback Brett Favre. Is that how it turned out?
Absolutely. Brett Favre is one of the most daring quarterbacks in the last 15 years, and it came back to haunt him when he threw up a pass just to beat the rush and gave up an interception that cost him the game. And Donovan McNabb, somebody who earlier this year was infamously called overrated by Rush Limbaugh, has turned out to be sort of the story of the season as far as the team comeback since those comments. They haven't lost. They were kind of off to a mediocre start, and some of the things he did at the end of the game yesterday were magical.
Jeanette Howard, she writes sports for Newsday and joins us on Day to Day. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.